Well, the death of a young man at police hands in the Northern Territory community of Yuendamu has sparked outrage across Australia. As we go to air, rallies are being held in all capital cities demanding justice for Kumanjayi Walker. I spoke earlier to senior Walpri man Ned Jimpinger Hargraves about the mood in the community.
The mood in Yuendamu right now is so devastated. It's devastated, and people are still very, very sad. And they are not happy with the police being around, hanging around in Yuendamu and going there and here and there. And especially where the scene was taken, where your young loved one was taken away, his life away. So we are not happy with the police, no.
What's the relationship been like with the police in the past between police and residents?
I think it was early 80s and 70s. It was all right. It was good. And since after that, you know, nowadays, from this year on and onwards, it's gone really, really worse. They have no respect for the community. The day that we had a funeral, around about 7:37. During the funeral, we got one of our loved ones shot by the police. And everybody was completely shocked. Everybody was shocked. This we never expected, and we cannot tolerate with this kind of attitude. The police attitudes, really, we can't tolerate it.
It's very American sounding too, having the police using guns. How do you feel about the fact that guns seem to be employed more these days?
Well, the NDA government allows police to wear guns, like in America. We're asking the coroner not to have guns in remote communities. We're asking for that. Mm. There are some good policemen that don't wear guns, but we still don't trust any of those people.
Why do you think they used a gun in this situation? Was it dangerous?
I don't know.
To
it's just one of the attitudes. When they say that it's a safety for the police, it's safety. I say it's bullshit. It's not. They can pull out a gun any time they want to, any time.
So right now, across Australia, there's rallies supporting what's happened, supporting you.
Look, we want to say thank you for those cities and towns who are doing this for our community and for the people and the family here. We are so I don't know how to explain it, but we are so grateful for them to do that for us. And they are brave.
You're calling for a full independent investigation. Who would you like to see do that investigation?
Well, we're looking at it. We got options, and we're going to look at it. Then we'll make up our mind what's fair for us.
Mm. Would you be calling on the federal government or the NT government?
No,
do you think?
No. We don't want federal government. No.
Mm.
And the courts. And all the things that are with the police, the court and inquiry and everything, it's going to be in Yuendamu.
Mm.
We are standing at courts and everything that's going to take place, it's going to be in Yuendamu.
So this incident's really fired up a much, much bigger issue, hasn't it?
We are not going to stand by and let this happen to us, to our community. This is just to show to other community members to stand up for your right, stand up for our right, that we are not going to just sit there, let the police, you know, take away our lives. No.
Senior Walpri man Ned Jimpijimpa Hargraves speaking to us from Yuendamu. Those rallies happening around the country right now, and we'll be catching up tomorrow with what's come out of those and what has come out of the call to the NT government to change things.